The legislature may have adjourned on Thursday morning, but some educators and parents are still hoping that the House and Senate will eventually act on a bill that ends a state mandate for schools to implement proficiency-based diplomas. As Robbie Feinberg reports, it is not clear what effects that change would have on local schools.
Over the past 2 months, teachers, parents, and school officials testified before the legislature's Education Committee on the issue of proficiency-based diplomas. While some administrators support the initiative, many teachers and parents said they were worried that schools hadn't been given nearly enough guidance to implement the requirements approved 6 years ago. And some worried that some students might not graduate under the new system. Democratic Senator Rebecca Millett says after hearing those concerns, a majority of the committee's members last week supported an amended bill that would no longer require proficiency-based diplomas. It would let schools choose whether or not they want to implement the new diploma system.
I feel like we're threading the needle here in being responsive to very passionate feelings on both sides of this issue.
It's unclear if the bill will even be heard in the House and Senate, let alone if it will pass. But if it does, the future for proficiency-based diplomas in Maine is still murky. Over the past few weeks, superintendents in towns including Falmouth and Elliott have said that they anticipate keeping proficiency-based diplomas, even if the state doesn't mandate them. Eileen King, the deputy executive director of the Maine School Management Association, says many superintendents around the state feel the same way.
And I think what superintendents really want to see is it a good, strong model of proficiency-based learning that does dovetail into a proficiency-based diploma.
But Maine Education Association President Lois Kilby Chesley says her organization supports getting rid of the diploma mandate. She says over the past few months, she's seen teachers and parents speak out about their concerns with the proficiency-based system. She says she hopes that districts will carefully consider the feelings of parents and teachers in assessing what's best for their students.
I truly believe that communities are going to look at it and decide what's best for them.
Critics have also long worried about whether the new diploma requirements might prevent students with disabilities from graduating. But they say the new bill does address most of their concerns. However, even if schools do choose to stick with proficiency-based diplomas, some educators say the bill to remove the mandate leaves them with major questions that have gone unanswered for years. Jeff Shedd, the principal of Cape Elizabeth High School, says the state has never defined what it actually means for a student to be proficient in a subject such as math or English. Shedd says his comments only reflect his own opinions, not his school district's. But he says the Department of Education should define and assess proficiency statewide.
The problem is that you've got one learning result, but you've got 168 schools defining the bar for each one of those learning results.
No matter what the legislature decides, the Department of Education says it knows it needs to do more to support local schools and offer them guidance. Mary Payne is the department's director of strategic initiatives.
But I think this gives us a chance to be a little more targeted, think a little bit more about what it is people might need, have further conversations.
For now, it's still not clear when or if the legislature will go back into special session to take care of unfinished business, including the diploma bill. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff.